Well, hello there, Internet. This is Lisa Jane. I'm in the driving seat this week of the ESC Insight podcast, and I'll be bringing you up to date with the last 7 days of news and general goings on in the world of Eurovision. Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever it is you are listening to us. It is great to have you and have your company this week. So I've got some news for you this week, news from Lisbon, some national final news, a weeny weeny bit of junior Eurovision news. We've got music. Everything is how you expect it, just my voice instead of Ewan's this week. So let's begin with some news from Lisbon. Well, the first rather excellent piece of news from Lisbon is that Salvador is out of hospital. Most of you will know, of course, that Salvador had some life-saving heart surgery a couple of months ago. He's been convalescing and getting his strength back up, and he is now out of hospital and getting ready to announce some live dates with Alexander Search. So all the signs are looking good that we will see Salvador in Lisbon in May, and he can indeed reprise his winning song, Amar Pelas Deutsch. And the other news that we have from Lisbon is some news around the semi-final allocation draw. We already knew that it would be on the 29th of January, but we've had the time confirmed to us now will be 1 p.m. Central European time, which is 12 noon in Lisbon and UK and Ireland, if that's where you are. 1 p.m, as I say, Central Europe, adjust your own time frame wherever you are in the world. And as far as I know, we will be able to watch all the action live on the official Eurovision YouTube channel. It will be streamed right there. We also know a bit about what's going to happen during that ceremony. The mayor of Kiev will hand over the host city insignia to the mayor of Lisbon, who is Fernando Medina. That's probably a name that we'll hear quite a bit going forward. And then we know what's going to happen as far as the draw is concerned. So the first part of the draw will be to determine which semi-final the Big Five and Portugal will broadcast and vote in. And then the second part will be the pot draw for the semi-finals themselves. We've got 19 in the first semi-final, 18 in the second semi-final, and 10, as always, from each of those will go forward to join the Big Five and Portugal and make up the grand final. If you want to learn a little bit more about the pots and what's happened that this year with the pot allocations and where the countries have landed, there is a piece on ESC Insight by John Egan examining all of that. Okay, national final news. So we have a little bit of news from France. France had the first of their semi-finals for Destination Eurovision. I can't speak French very well, as you can tell. So they've had the first semi-final. There were 9 runners in that. 4 have qualified through to the final. 5 have fallen away. Maybe we will see them again in the future. There is another semi-final and then a grand final in France. Those of you living in the UK, if you have, I think it's Virgin and Media, you should have access to the channel that are broadcasting it. So you don't need to go through streaming. If you've got Sky or Virgin in the UK, you can watch it directly on the channel we've discovered. There's no news from Lithuania this week, which is surprising because I thought there was always news from Lithuania, but nothing from there this week. In Israel, we have 5 more artists through, and we wait news as to what's going to happen in Israel. I haven't seen any. You might have seen some, but I've done a trawl. I couldn't see anything about Israel. And let's just have a look at Spain. So Spain have been taking the big group from Operación Triunfo from October and then whittling them down and down and down to get their 5 finalists who will become the 5 who compete for the spot in Lisbon for Spain. So we have 4 confirmed finalists and the 5th one will be determined this week. Stay tuned, we'll have news of that next week. We also have some announcements and some contestants' name from various places around Europe. Let's go down the list that I've got in front of me. Armenia, first of all, have revealed the contenders for their national final. It is a wide, wide gamut from Armenia. There's some prog folk in there. There's some 90s house. There's all kinds of things for all kinds of people. And Armenia's final will take place on the 24th of February. Moving on, Iceland have launched the Song for Kepnin. That's been launched today. The names of the artists and some songs were leaked slightly ahead of the announcement, but I don't think that will make too much of a difference. There are the full tracks are floating around on the internet. If you want to hear more, if you do a bit of a search, you will be able to find them. We do have two contestants back from last year, Aaron Hans and Raquel Palsdottir. They are both competing, so some familiar names to us. And Iceland's final will be on the 3rd of March. Norway have revealed the 10 finalists for Melody Grand Prix, and I'm sure it has not escaped your notice that Alexander Rybak is back in the mix for this year. We also have Stella Moangi and Alexander Wallman, who represented Norway last year, along with Joust. They are both back as well, along with Alexander Rybak. And we see there are songs written by Moreland, who was one of the representatives in 2015 for Norway in Vienna, and one of the Roxette writers as well has got a song in Melody Grand Prix this year. The one that most people are talking about, of course, is Scandi Love. And if my Facebook page is anything to go on, that is the winner, because everyone I'm friends with seems to love Scandi Love. We'll find out if it wins, or if indeed who does win, on the 10th of March. And I know some of the Insight team are going to Norway for that, so we'll be on the ground in Oslo. Moldova put all the 28 submissions to their national final up on YouTube. So if you Google that, well, don't you Google it, go to YouTube and then search for those, you will be able to find them. And probably the most talked about one there is Do Re Do's collaboration with Russia's Philip Kirkorov. And then there is also perennial panpipe rock medieval cosplayers Kemd. I don't know how you say that. Anyway, go on YouTube, listen to it, you'll see them. Live auditions for that are coming up, and the final for the Moldovan national final is the 24th of February. Montenegro have revealed their five contenders for Montevizia. I've been told by a friend of mine, who shall remain nameless, but if you know me, you'll know who that is, to look out for Katarina. She could be the one to beat in Montevizia. That will take place on the 17th of February in Podgorica, and I am very, very excited because, all things being equal, I will be there on the ground. I can't wait. We've also had the artists and song titles revealed for Festival Canção in Portugal. Again, you can find those online, and the final for that will be on the 4th of March. And Ukraine have revealed the 18 acts and the semi-finals for Vibdir. A lot of the usual suspects will be on stage. Tayana's back, various others. We've got two semi-finals in Ukraine on the 10th and the 17th of February, and the grand final on the 24th. Some other news for you from Cyprus. I'm sure, again, many of you saw that Helena Paparizou was in the mix in Cyprus. Was she? Wasn't she actually in the mix? Was it something on social media to get people talking? We don't know, but it looks like that will not be taking place. Cyprus are hoping to announce an artist, they've said, within the next few days. And there's also hints that their song is going to be up-tempo ethno-pop. I would, if I'm being honest, expect nothing less from Cyprus. So we look out for news in the next few days from the island nation. And there's continuing drama, of course, in Belarus over Alexeev. Sofia Lapina withdrew. There have been petitions. Schumer is being investigated for early release of the song. It's all drama in Belarus. Okay, I said there was a tiny little bit of junior Eurovision news, which I'm going to throw in here. So Jan-Ole Sand, of course, executive supervisor of the EBU, has been in Minsk looking at venues, talking to the broadcaster there. So we know that he's been to look at Minsk Arena, which of course was the venue back in 2010 for the Junior Eurovision, and we think it's likely that that will be the venue again that's chosen. There are a couple of other options within the city of Minsk, but Minsk Arena, sort of all the signs are pointing that that will be where that contest will take place. And I will say, on a personal note, I'm really surprised to see Portugal confirming their participation in Junior Eurovision this year. I honestly thought they would be, they were sort of coming this year because they'd won, so they came to Tbilisi sort of almost out of a sense of duty, but apparently no, Portugal are coming back again to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, so I'm really, really happy about that. And they join, also confirmed in the lineup, Georgia, the Netherlands, Poland, and of course, host nation, Belarus. Some music for you now, and we're off to France in celebration of France having their national final for the first time in a few years. So we thought we'd look at what's happening in the world of French singers and French Eurovision singers. So we have a song from Amandine Bourgeois. This is her first single in 3 years, and I'm sure you will remember she represented France in 2013 in Malmö. So this is her new song, newly released. It's called On y voit la mer. We will go to see the sea.
Et si on allait voir la mer au milieu du mois de janvier, on se jetterait dans les vagues pour rien. On fera semblant de pas se connaître pour pouvoir se rencontrer. On pourra s'imaginer en bien comme si on était seul au milieu de ce monde. Aucune mauvaise onde, plus rien. Comme si on était tout au milieu de ce rien. Comme une jolie histoire sans fin.
That's Amandine Bourgeois there with Onira voir la mer. I still can't speak French. Okay, I'm just going to run down the diary of what's coming up in the next week. There's not loads and loads coming up this week, but let's just have a quick look down. As we said, Destination Eurovision from France will be semi-final two, will be on the 20th, Saturday, tonight. This is going up Saturday. So that's on tonight. Edal from Hungary, heat one, that's also tonight, the 20th. And we've got heat two in Lithuania, also on the 20th of January. Midweek, we've got the Czech Republic will reveal their jury votes for the contestants there. So that will be revealed on the 22nd, which is Tuesday. We also are expecting the announcement from Denmark, from Dansk Melody Grand Prix at 11 o'clock Central European time on the 22nd as well. And we have Gala 12 to determine who will be the fifth finalist in Operación Triunfo in Spain, also on Tuesday the 22nd. What we do know is that the next artists we will definitely have to the lineup are coming in the next just over a week. So we know on the 27th of January, we will know who is representing France. And on the 29th of January, we will know who is representing Spain and who is representing the Czech Republic. They will be the next three announced, and hopefully Cyprus, if they make their announcement in the next few days, we will know the Cypriot entry as well. Thank you so much for joining me. That's almost everything for this week. I just want to remind you about our Patreon scheme. If you would like to support us a little bit, throw a few dollars our way every month, that would be fantastic and help keep everything running smoothly. If you don't know about that, head on to our website, escinsight.com, and you will find a link there to our Patreon page, and you can head over there and become part of our community and find out what additional benefits you'll get for that. If you already are one of our patrons, firstly, thank you so much. Great to have you on board. And I'm sure you will have noticed that you've already had your first piece of exclusive content available only to our patrons. If you want to know what that was, you're going to have to sign up and find out. So yeah, go to our website, escinsight.com, and you will find more details there. That really is everything for this week. Thank you again so much for joining me. And I guess we'll end, as always, as tradition dictates, with the guitars.